Guys, I've had to send a rather stern complaint letter to a company.
Oh,
about
God.
A gripe that I've got with
their
product.
You're not one of those people.
No,
no,
Billy.
Karen.
I'll let you know why in just a sec. Now,
so you haven't DM'd. You've literally written a letter.
Yeah.
Handwrite or type? You're a big handwrite guy.
I typed, but yeah. Sent it through via the post.
Inkwell, ink pen?
Yes. I can imagine Gilly practicing, typing out a couple of drafts.
Oh, yes.
And then going in for the handwriting.
For the cursive.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, now to get to the bottom of why, it's for Carmen's Muesli.
Oh, God. He's named them. Leslie Muesli.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's how Gilly works out how to spell Muesli.
Carmen Muesli.
I think
no one's
going to
get that. Not one person listening. It's really
someone
niche.
Heard it. I made it a video yesterday. Maybe someone saw the video. Sorry. Yep.
So I want you, I've brought in one of the boxes. Jess, you're just next to me. Ducko, you can just watch. But I want you to try and open the packet inside the box for me.
The plastic.
The plastic. Okay. Just until. Okay. So how'd you go?
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. She actually looked pretty good at that.
She actually did pretty well. Which is disappointing.
Sorry.
She got it pretty. It looked pretty easy from where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Was that your whole argument?
But I also briefed Jess before we went on air to pretend as though she struggled if she didn't. Anyway.
Then you said have a crack, and she had a crack. It did say have a crack.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so.
I think she was actually even trying to pretend to struggle, and she's like, I got it really easily.
I tried to. I was like, it's open. Did you pre-warm it? Have you had a go at this one?
No. No, I haven't. Anyway.
Take us through your complaint now.
Well, I don't know if I need to.
No, you've sent it. I'm so sorry.
So was your whole complaint that it's too hard to open?
So my problem is, and it's not with these specific ones, these ones are actually okay, but for their smaller packets, they're so hard to open without it tearing down the side. Like it always opens the top, but then always rips down the side, and then the muesli just spills all through the box.
Yes.
And so I wrote, Dear Carmen's. I'm not sure if I'm speaking directly to Carmen here. I assume so. But I just wanted to say that I love your muesli. I get very excited every morning knowing I'll start my day nourishing my soul with whole grain super seeds and additional delicious blend of flavors.
He's done the compliment sandwich here.
Yeah, I get excited to start my day with muesli. Yeah. Said no man ever.
We're making our way to the filling of the sandwich, which is going to be
it is.
The kapow.
But I just had one question. Why are your cereal bags impossible to open without them tearing? It's almost as though you've consulted with Vegas casino owners to make the top strip of the bag unopenable without a contortionist, a demolition team, George Clooney, and a forgery expert, while on the bottom half you seem to have engineered perforation lines running down the side of the bag to make them rip when you finally do open it. Sure, I could easily use a pair of scissors, but who has the time these days to enter that second drawer down and dig through the potato masher, 8 pairs of unused mini tongs, and a branded Maduri bottle opener to find them? To be clear, I don't want anything in return for this, and I have no intention of not buying your wonderful cereal because of this. It's way too delectable. But I thought I'd be the person to pass this on if you're not aware. You know, like the friend who tells their bestie they shouldn't go on Australian Idol because their voice isn't good enough because they'll just get on the blooper reel. Thanks for listening, Nick.
That was Gilly's Wednesday.
Wow.
That's on his to-do list.
Lucky you didn't just pop in yesterday, Ducko, when you had no power, because Gilly was obviously hard at work.
Yeah.
It's flat stick.
Berating Carmen.
And what have we learnt? Let Jess open it.
Well, I got a reply.
Did you? They replied.
From Carmen?
Okay.
Say yes from Carmen.
Well, no, because her sign-off is specifically.
Okay.
Oh,
run
not
us through
Carmen.
It. I'm intrigued to see what they said.
All right. Hello, Nick. The issue you're having with our packaging seal, we'd love to get some further information, as it shouldn't be as difficult as you're explaining.
And they ask, how old are you? Do you have arthritic fingers?
Yeah.
How much experience do you have?
Have you tried to get your parents to help you, little Nikki?
/ colleague.
Please let us know the variety of muesli you're referring to, the date and time code. We really appreciate you bringing this to our attention. And we love best friends. That don't listen to the advice from others and end up on blooper reels. So we'd all love to watch and neither do we. We would also love to send you out a little goodie box of products. So please send through your address.
Oh, there it is.
We look forward to hearing from you soon. Not Carmen, but Tina.
She wrote, not Carmen, but Tina. Oh, love Tina.
Yeah.
What do you reckon's in your goodie bag? Obviously,
I don't know.
More unopenable Carmen's muesli.
Or maybe they've opened it for him and just put a peg on it.
Here you go.
Here you go, champ.
Here you go, big guy.